Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Praise Through the Airwaves with your host, Evangelist Shay. I hope that you guys had an awesome day on today, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nothing hinder you. Don't let nothing distract you from what God has called you to do in this due season. I am surely so excited about all that God has in store for his people, as well as myself. And so even on tonight, we're going to be talking about how we can be rejuvenated and have a brand new health, a brand new you. If you have not seen where you have felt your healing and your breakthrough and your deliverance, we have ways that you can take heed to. God has given us wisdom, and we have a special guest on tonight. None other than Becky Malden will be joining in with us on tonight, and we're going to be talking about ways that things that lead to cancer and ways that we can prevent cancer. And so the things that we're going to be talking about are going to be like baby steps that each and every one of us can take so that we can have a healthier lifestyle, so that the things that whatever is in us that's toxic, there are things and remedies that are natural that can help you heal. And so these things are safe for yourself as well as for your children, as well as even for your pets, and I can attest to that. And so without further delay, I'm going to go ahead and introduce our guest on tonight, because there are a lot of things that we want to cover. So I ask that you share this broadcast. Some of you have joined us through Facebook Live, through Instagram, through Periscope. Thank you for joining with us on tonight. Some of you have called into the line to hear. And if remember, if you have any questions on tonight, please dial in to 347-850-8557. Again, if you have any questions tonight, dial in to 347-850-8557. You can also listen live there as well. And so without further delay, we're going to go ahead and get the show started on tonight. I'm going to first go ahead and introduce, some of you may have missed last week. So we are picking up from last week where we had Becky Malden, who is a holistic practitioner. She was on, as well as we had a testimony who was a client, as well as my husband, who was a client of Becky Malden. And so we were just want to show you guys of the witness of the great things that she has to offer, the services that she offers. And tonight we're going to talk about some products that are available for you. We're going to also give you some grocery shopping tips to help you. We're going to talk about the Dirty Dozen and some other things that will help each and every one of you so that we can live a life that is purposeful, and also a life where we can be walking free, toxic free, and full of health and life that is more abundant to us today. God has given us the wisdom, and he has given us the divine connections that we need. And so without further delay, I'm going to go ahead and tell you a little bit about Becky Malden. Becky Malden is a holistic practitioner and founder of Pure Vitality. Prior to working with clients, she had her own health struggles, which led her to seek answers in alternative medicine. 10 years ago, she was diagnosed with multiple chemical sensitivity from exposure to chemical toxins and mold, and she recovered her health using natural methods, specifically detoxification. Becky is the author of the book Vibrant Health. She has helped thousands of people reverse disease through diet, lifestyle changes, and detoxification. Becky is also the founder and primary instructor of the Pure Vitality University Practitioner Course, which is an online education program that provides holistic practitioners with a strong skill set in the specific protocols so they can have the confidence and expertise to get results and be an expert in alternative medicine. So without further delay, everyone, please welcome with me Becky Malden.
Thank you so much, Shay. I'm so glad to be here.
You are welcome. Thank you so much for joining us again on tonight. So people who are on our social media sites, the voice you're hearing now is Becky Malden, who's on the line with us tonight. Thank you for joining us, Becky.
Thanks again. I'm excited.
Yes, and so on tonight, we're going to talk about the three main causes that leads to cancer, and I think that this is a great time to do this. This is the beginning of the year. Everyone has their New Year's resolution in, and everybody just wants to look for something new. We've tried our, you know, the old ways, and they seem to not work for many of us. And so now it's time for us to be introduced to something new. But I can tell the people that are listening to us on tonight that these products and what Becky is going to share with you, it works.
And you know that from personal experience, right?
Yes, amen to that. And so some of you who did not join us on last week, I had my husband, Fixture Mosby. He was in with us giving a personal testimony where he was diagnosed with cancer. God then led us to Becky Malden, and Becky Malden helped us take holistic approaches so that he can be cancer-free. And this happened when my husband was 48 years old. My husband is now 54 years old, and he is still cancer-free. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Becky, for your wisdom and for sharing what God has given you along with the people. So go ahead, Becky, and tell us where you would like to start on tonight so that we can help the people become healthy and just start over and start feeling great about themselves again.
Absolutely. Well, you know, one of the things that's so, it's just gotten so bad recently where one in two people will get cancer. I mean, it's getting to the point where eventually everyone's going to get cancer as time is going on, because what's happening is the world is only getting more toxic. Our diets keep degenerating and getting worse over time. And so, at least the mainstream, when I say that, that's the mainstream I'm talking about. And so for people who want to prevent cancer, it really is, you're going to have to go against mainstream, and you're going to have to find another way to help heal your body, to help be healthy in the midst of a toxic world. And so I really want to share like three main things that are triggers and causing cancer, and then a few of the things that you can do to prevent cancer. Because, I mean, that's what's going on. If people live long enough, eventually most people are going to get cancer. And so there are definitely things that you can do that are natural, that can support your body, that can help get rid of cancerous cells, and that can enable you to be extremely healthy in the midst of all this. So I think the main thing really comes back down to our diets, because in America we tend to eat junk. And that's just, it's convenient, it's available, it's cheap, it's easy, and it's kind of like the default. If people don't have to work hard to do that, I mean, it's super easy. And so a lot of times people don't know any better, because the food that is marketed to us is all about marketing those foods that are junk, because there's more money in junk. You know, you don't see a lot of ads for broccoli and Brussels sprouts, right? It's because, you know, there's not enough money to be made. They can't do anything else to it to make it better. It's like they use the cheap food, the soy, sugar, you know, bad fats, and white flour, basically all these things that don't have any nutritional value, and then they add artificial flavorings, preservatives, colorings. They jazz it up to make it taste really fancy and good. But in reality, when you actually look deeper underneath the surface of all this junk, it's just such poor quality. And you're not actually getting any nutrients from that food. And one of the biggest things is sugar. Sugar is so detrimental to your immune system. and it's in pretty much everything out there nowadays, and it hides. It hides under the guise of different names. You know, obviously sugar is pretty easy, very easy to recognize, but it'll hide as high fructose corn syrup. It hides, like, even in natural things, you'll see evaporated cane juice. Well, that's basically sugar. So you got to really be, it really takes reading labels. And when I say reading labels, look at the actual ingredients in the food. Don't worry about the calories and the fat grams and all the other stuff. Like, what is it actually, what's in there? Because a lot of times you'll look at different cereals and different things off the shelf, and it'll have, you know, sugar and high fructose corn syrup and other sweeteners, because they're trying to get the sugar content up high enough that it's tasty, but they don't want to, you know, make it sound like it's all sugar. So there's different things that food manufacturers use to sneak in extra sugar. And even with when they take out fat out of different products and make it lower fat, they tend to add in a sweetener. And one of the worst is actually aspartame. Aspartame is in a lot of no-sugar foods, and for people that are, like, diabetic and people that can't do sugar, it's actually a food additive that has more complaints from health issues and side effects because of the actual chemical that it is, and so that's even worse than sugar. So sugar feeds cancer. So that means that if you eat a diet high in sugar, your body eventually is probably going to manifest in some form of cancer down the road, because if you have, you know, a little bit of damage to your cells that can trigger cancer, then you eat a sugar-free, a high diet in sugar, you're going to feed those cancer cells and cause them to grow. And anyone that eats a high diet in sugar is going to have a really hard time either recovering from cancer, getting rid of it. And, you know, that's just the high percentage of, you know, how people eat nowadays. And so cutting sugar out can be actually very difficult for people because it's addictive. And some researchers say it's harder to get off sugar than it is off of heroin, because it actually affects the brain. It actually affects the body chemistry so strong as an addictive substance. And so, and then you can have cravings for it that are due to other things in your body, like candida overgrowth can cause a sugar craving. So that is, I feel like, one of the biggest things that's going on in our culture nowadays is people are eating so much more sugar than they did 100 years ago. It's dramatically increased.
Wow. Now, are there any safe sugars? Are there any safe sugars?
Well, when you look at nature, when you look at what God's provided, is, you know, what are we supposed to eat? You know, fruit. Fruit is sweet. Fruit, I mean, we're given the taste of sweetness because our bodies do need it. But when you look at the sugar that's manufactured, what that is it comes from the sugarcane plant. And when they extract the sugar from the sugarcane and they get rid of a lot of the other things in the sugarcane, those are like the B vitamins and the minerals and the chromium. Those things, like when you eat the natural sugarcane, it actually is not harmful to you and won't destroy your health like sugar will, because it's actually in a form that God intended and provided for us. And same with fruits. Fruits are natural. They're good for us when you eat it whole, and it has the natural fibers that slow down the digestion so you don't absorb the sugar quite as rapidly. And it has all the vitamins in it, so it's going to give your body something. Pure white sugar actually does not give your body anything. It's actually what we call a nutrient that actually takes away from your body. So when you eat sugar, it's going to actually be depleting your body. It depletes your body of B vitamins, depletes your body of calcium, different minerals, and it's it causes deficiencies. I mean, and that's the last thing you want when you're trying to be healthy and feed your body all these nourishing foods. You want to make sure that the food you eat is actually giving your body those nutrients. So using fruits, dried fruits, and then there's naturally sweet herbs like stevia. Stevia has become a lot more popular nowadays. And that's an herb that actually is very, very sweet, and you can get it in different forms. You can get it in liquid form, powdered form. You can actually buy the actual herb and grow it yourself. And that's extremely sweet, and it does not affect your health in a negative way. It does not affect blood sugar. And then you look at, you know, something like raw honey. Honey is very sweet, and honey is completely natural. But I don't think as a species we are meant to eat a lot of sweet things. Like when you look at out in nature, and like if you go back 100 years and if you had to go forage for food, there's not sweet things on every corner. If you wanted honey, you had to rob those bees of it, and that's extremely difficult. I mean, getting sweet things is harder, and that tells me that that's supposed to be a small percentage of our diet. So, general, we're not supposed to eat sweet things all the time, every single day, after every meal. So we overdo it a lot.
Yes.
And, you know, we treat sweets like a reward, you know, when we've had a hard day and we're feeling tired, like it's an emotional reward sometimes.
Yes, and it's just you have the taste you eat, you automatically think that you should have a slice of cake or pie or candy or ice cream or something that goes next automatically. So I definitely can relate to wanting sweets as well.
Right, exactly. So, you know, using things that are more natural sweeteners, like raw honey and stevia and natural fruits for, you know, if you're wanting something sweet, just eat an apple. You know, just eat some fresh fruit and a handful of nuts. A lot of times that's enough to satisfy that sweet craving that you have. And if you find that you have a stronger craving that it's just not being met, then usually that's a sign that there's a deeper issue going on, either in your body, their body chemistry might be off and you could have some other thing going on that's causing that, or an emotional deeper issue that you're being drawn to the sweets to satisfy an emotional need that really should be met a different way. So those are just a few of my tips, you know, on the sugar issue.
Gotcha. And so our listening audience, this is Becky Martin. For those who are just now joining us, we're talking about ways that, things that lead to cancer. And so one thing that Becky is talking about is changing our diet. And so pretty much what she's saying is, you know, everything that's quick, think about how fast we can go through the McDonald's line. Think about how fast it, you know, how quick it is for us to just throw something in the microwave and warm it up or heat it up like we do for our children. Different things like that. Anything that's pretty much that's quick and that's convenient, that's easy for us, more than likely it's not good for us. And so that's a way for me, a baby step in my head, okay, how fast does it take or how long does it take to get this or to make this? And then you kind of can tell what's right or what's wrong, you know. And so, and then also, Becky is talking about the sugar. We all consume a lot of sugar nowadays. Everybody loves ice cream and pie and cake and things like that and candy. When we go into the stores, we automatically, this is what we have. We're adding sugar in our coffee and our teas. But Becky is telling us that there are alternatives to this, like things like stevia as well as raw honey, not just the honey that, and we can talk about that too, Becky, because at one time I was just grabbing the honey at the grocery store, but it wasn't the natural or organic raw honey, and I learned that that was totally different from what we saw in the store with the little beer that contained the honey inside of it too. And so, but these are just baby steps. These are just things that are easy to remember to start off to being a healthier you, a healthier lifestyle. So, yes, that is right, Evangelist Michelle. Honey is a great substitute for sugar. And so you can continue on, Becky, and go ahead and share with the people more ways that are more things that lead to cancer. And we're just making it where it's just something that you guys, if you are able to take notes, I encourage you to do so so that you can, you know, go ahead and start where you are. That was one thing that Becky taught me and my husband, that it's okay to just start where you are. Don't worry about what you did yesterday or last week or last year, but we all can begin again and just take baby steps to being healthy again. Amen.
Amen. So the other thing that I feel like really contributes to cancer is in our culture we have an excess consumption of meat, so animal products, and it's a really high protein diet. Typically, we eat meat like with every meal, and it's really more protein than our bodies actually need. And what happens is we eat meat but then we don't eat enough vegetables to really go along with that amount of meat because, you know, we need a certain amount of protein, of course, but, you know, we have it at our disposal, so we tend to overdo some of these things, and meat is very acidic forming food, and so there's only so much that our bodies need, and when we don't get enough of the alkaline vegetables, these kind of things can affect our body's overall pH. And our pH is something that I want to talk on because your pH is actually, you know, on a pH scale, you have acidity and you have alkalinity. And then you have in the middle is a neutral pH. And the pH of your body is very, very important because your blood has to stay a certain pH. It's like 7.4. And if it varies at all, you're in serious trouble. And so your blood has to stay at that pH. So what it will do is if you're eating all these acidic foods and your body's starting to veer a little bit towards the acidic side, it's actually going to rob from the calcium in your bones to buffer that acidity and alkalize your body a little bit more. Because you can't, if you eat too many acidic foods, your body's going to eventually turn more acidic. And so what happens is a lot of Americans nowadays, you'll notice they have osteoporosis, degenerative health problems, all these things that can be linked to excess meat and sugar consumption, which make the body more acidic. And so when you eat excessive meat and not enough fruits and veggies, you're going to be more prone to cancer. And so what I tell people is, you know, you do need some people do need some animal protein. Some people are better off with more vegetables and vegetarian, you know, things like, you know, more nuts and seeds and sprouts and maybe a little fish. Depends on everybody's body is a little bit different. But I feel like one thing that everyone needs, it doesn't matter who you are, you need a majority of your diet should be vegetables. And what that does is the vegetables provide your body with the alkaline minerals, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, trace minerals of all types that are hard to get other ways, and they're naturally low in calories, so you can eat a lot of them and not gain weight, and they provide all the phytonutrients, these antioxidants and phytochemicals and all these things, the chlorophyll. They're discovering things all the time, you know, different things in different fruits and veggies and stuff that's helpful to our bodies to make them more resistant to cancer. And so there's been a lot of research that shows that when people eat a more plant-based diet and cut way back on the meat and way back on the sugar, they tend to be more healthy overall. They don't get a lot of these chronic diseases. And then if someone does come down with cancer, I found that when I shift their body into a more alkaline diet and recommend lots of fruits and veggies, nuts and seeds, and have them basically cut back tremendously on the meat or cut it out completely, ideally, then their cancer goes away. Their body is able to heal itself. And eating protein all the time, your body doesn't have a chance to break down the cancer cells. That's really what's going on. Your body's too busy digesting all that meat because it takes a lot of digestive work to break down that protein. It takes a lot of your pancreatic enzymes and proteolytic enzymes, when in reality you need to give your body a break and eat a lot of the vegetables so that your body can then break down that tumor and break down those cancer cells and help support your immune system. So I would highly encourage people to take meat either out of your diet and do like a little cleanse where you eat more of a vegan style diet for a few weeks, or cut way back and just do it like a few times a week. You don't need meat all the time, every meal of every day. And that's just going to be a great way to boost your immune system, to make sure that it's going to shift your body chemistry. I mean, what we're talking about is shifting your pH. And you can actually check your pH with pH test strips to check your saliva. You can check your urine, and it should be around 6.4 to 6.8 in that range, right around neutral, 7.0. If it's more like 5 or 5.5 or 6, you're too acidic. And you're in the danger zone, basically. So that's a very simple, easy thing that your listeners can do to check their overall body chemistry. I do it with every client that comes in my door to see, okay, what is their pH? And then you can do things like eat more fresh fruits and vegetables. You can do things to alkalize the body that are going to help shift that body chemistry over into a more healthy range. So, because it needs to be in a healthy range for you to be healthy, is the moral of the story.
Amen. This is awesome information, Becky. And again, for those who are just joining us on tonight, we have Becky Mauldin, who is a holistic practitioner. She's on the line with us on tonight, and we're talking about things that lead to cancer and ways that we can prevent the cancer, starting out with simply changing our diets, less sugar, less meat, more vegetables for us to eat, more fruit for us to eat, as well as checking our pH level as well, so that, and also Becky said that the less meat we have, our body is able to heal itself. And again, for those who are just joining us, I am a living witness through seeing my husband who once had cancer. He did exactly what Becky said. He cut out all of the meat, just as she said to do, and he is cancer-free. Amen. And so go ahead, Becky. I just wanted to catch up with some of the people. Now, we did have a question for one of our listening audience, and they asked if you could please let the audience know what consists of alkaline vegetables.
Yeah. Basically, all vegetables pretty much are alkaline, and most of the fruits. There's a few fruits that are more acidic, like oranges. But when you eat more green things and different vegetables, you're alkalizing the body. So even lemons, you would think, are more acidic. They actually break down in your body to a more alkaline mineral, more alkalinity. So doing things like fresh lemon juice and some water is a great thing to do to alkalize your body. Eating a lot of greens are really good. So green juices, fresh vegetables, a lot of salads. These are the kind of things that are going to alkalize the body. So it's pretty much, the answer is all vegetables, pretty much.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much. So all veggies alkalizes the body. Thank you so much for that question. Awesome.
And the third thing that I was going to touch on that can cause cancer in this day and age is something that is in the environment that, you know, we are kind of somewhat aware of. I think a lot of people don't realize how bad it's gotten in the last 20 years, and that is the chemicals and the environmental pollution that we're all exposed to.
Wow.
And these are things that, you know, we can't really necessarily see them or feel them. Sometimes we smell them. But this is stuff that's now polluting our planet at an extremely fast and increasing rate because of our industry, because of all kinds of different things. And now it's, you know, for everything from pesticides on our food that is sprayed to, you know, heavy metals that get dumped into our environment different ways and industrial factories. We have all sorts of ways that we get exposed to this stuff. And these toxins, they are, most of them are carcinogenic, meaning that they cause cancer. Now, some are more mild than others, and some are obviously more cancer-causing than others. But in general, what we're doing is we are living in this day and age that, you know, we are basically human guinea pigs. I hate to say that, but, you know, when different researchers look at different toxins and chemicals, like if they look at mercury or dioxin or PCBs, and they measure, like they do a study to see, okay, how much is toxic to a person, and they find that level that is toxic, well, you know, it's pretty, you know, it's a certain level. And they then think that because most humans are not exposed to that level, that we're okay, you know, because we haven't gotten some sort of acute poisoning. But what's happening that no one is really tracking right now is that, you know, we're not exposed to one or two things. We're exposed to hundreds, if not thousands, of parts per billion of many different chemicals, all pretty much during our lifetime. And so they add up. And no one's really studying what these chemicals do in combination with each other, because that's what's going on. I see people that are, their health is struggling, and when I do a detox with them and remove all these chemicals and toxins from their body, all of a sudden they're fine. And they didn't get sort of acute poisoning. They didn't have like a pesticide spill or ingest something in high amounts. This was lifelong bioaccumulating small quantities of many, many different toxins that were building up over time. And it was slowly destroying their immune system, slowly stockpiling in their fat cells. because our bodies, they don't, our bodies can't handle how the sheer number of toxins we're exposed to now. It's like somewhere around 500 chemicals a day we're exposed to. I mean, that's ridiculous. And our bodies just can't handle processing that many. So what it does is it gets as many as it can deal with, and then it sticks the rest of them in your fat cells for another day when it can deal with it, because these toxins are fat soluble. And so these things slowly build up in people's bodies, and basically they become toxic the longer they're alive, and they build up and they damage the system, and they cause basically inflammation, which is oxidative stress. And oxidative stress is when you have damage to your cells caused by free radicals and these toxins. And if you have enough oxidative stress, you end up with cancer down the road. And so what we're finding is we have the perfect recipe for cancer in our culture, okay? We have these chemical toxins, which are doing damage to the cells, which are creating inflammation, which are causing all this oxidative stress. And the very thing that neutralizes oxidative stress, which is antioxidants, are in such short supply in our modern diets and most Americans that they're not getting enough. So they're not able to quench those free radicals and reduce the inflammation. And then they just add fuel to the fire by eating processed sugar. So it's like you can't avoid cancer if that's the way you're eating, that's the way that you're living. If you're not doing these things, it's the perfect recipe for someone to have cancer. I mean, I hate to say it that bluntly, but that's how I see it.
It's the truth, you know, and it's good that you are, you know, just letting us know, because we are seeing so many people being diagnosed with cancer literally on a daily, weekly basis. We're hearing about someone that is in hospice right now, or that just got diagnosed with cancer and going through chemotherapy and things like that. And I do want us to talk a little bit about, we will talk about the chemotherapy and things like that, and is it really preventing cancer and stuff. And so I think that it's very good that we are talking about this, because people of God, we have to get real and just come with ourselves, awaken ourselves up and, like, you know, this is real. But there are ways that we can prevent this, and God has given us the wisdom. We just need to be obedient and apply to it. So even if you may not have cancer, you know someone else that does have cancer that is close to you, it's not too late. They're able, you know, God is indeed a healer. He is a miracle worker. And I just believe that we will be seeing the unseen in 2018. And so to start that off, we need to make sure that we are applying what we are being taught. You are given right now pretty much free wisdom, free advice right now. And so please, I ask that you share this broadcast. I ask that you take notes, as well as take down Becky Malden's information. Don't wait until it's too late. You can go ahead on now if you're suffering with any type of illness, anxiety, stress. You can't think straight, so you don't have clarity like you should, or comprehension and understanding and things like that. Becky has things that she can recommend to you as well. Amen. And so, Becky, you can continue on. And so people that are just now joining us, we're just talking about ways, things that lead to cancer. And some of the things that Becky mentioned about is that what we need to do starting today, starting right now. I know that some of you already went grocery shopping this week. And so in that included meats, or your steak and your chicken, and anything else in your turkey. You got it already in your refrigerator or in your freezer waiting to take it out this week. But I challenge you to, if you do take it out, we can always take the baby steps. And instead of eating that 12-ounce steak or that 9-ounce steak, we can drop it down to 6 ounces. Or instead of eating meat 5 days a week, from Monday through Friday, we can drop it down to 3 days a week, to 2 days a week, and whatever it is that we need to do. But for those who have cancer, as Becky has suggested, she does not suggest that you eat any meats at all. So, and sugars as well. So we have to make sure that we are taking care of our bodies, our temples, and making sure that we are guarding that. Amen. And so you can continue on, Becky.
Amen. Love it. So yeah, and I think when you look at the modern medical system, since you did want to go there a little bit, you know, they look at the body a little bit differently than we do in alternative medicine, because they see you more as a helpless victim of a disease that just happened to come in your life. And
wow.
I don't believe that. I believe you really earn your disease. You really make the environment to make those things show up in your life. And,
wow.
You know, you can think of your body like a garden. And a lot of times the doctors, they'll look at, like, cancer. Think of cancer like a weed in your garden, right? And you got this tumor that shows up in your body. Well, they're going to take their knives and they'll do their surgery and the chemo and all that stuff. And it's kind of like taking a knife or machete and chopping off the top of that weed, or using a blowtorch and just zapping it, you know. And what happens is they haven't addressed the soil. They haven't pulled it up by the root. And so what happens? It's going to come right back, right?
Coming back.
And that's what happens with, like, a large majority of cancer. They basically say you have to make it 5 years to be considered cured of your cancer. You could die on that fifth year and first day, but you're considered cured, right? So, yeah, that's true. So what happens is they're not really correcting the reason why you had cancer to begin with. They're basically removing it from your body so that you don't die from that tumor, but they're not correcting the conditions that cause you to get the tumor to begin with. And that's what we do in alternative medicine, is we correct the condition of the body that allowed this tumor to show up. And a lot of times it is excess acidity. It can be from toxic exposure. Poor diet, of course, is usually one of the things. And so and excess inflammation and even emotional stress can be a trigger for cancer. So we, as holistic practitioners, we look at the body and find out, okay, what's causing that to show up? Because every little symptom, every sign, every disease is a way that your body's communicating to you. You're not a helpless victim. There were things that happened that led to that. That's just a consequence of something that happened in your life that we then can correct, and it can go away. So that's our job, is to figure out what caused it. And then we actually correct the soil. We actually give your soil minerals and things that help your body be healthy. And we pull out the roots and the things that are causing your garden to not grow the right thing. And so that's a little analogy you can use to compare how alternative medicine and modern medicine see this differently.
Yes, got it. Yes, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. So like you said, you know, even with the chemo therapy and how they just, it doesn't work. That's just it, you know. And the reason why I say that is because I compare it with, I have an uncle who was actually diagnosed with cancer, and he is older than my father. And so my uncle, who was diagnosed with cancer first that we knew of about, he took the holistic approach. And then my father took the way that the physician suggested with the chemotherapy. Well, my father is no longer with us today. However, my uncle, who took the holistic approach, is still here today. So that's another testimony, just a witness of that there are natural healers right here on this earth. And so not only have I seen it with dealing with my uncle in comparison with my father, but also in comparison with my own husband as well, who took the holistic approach. Now, but I can tell you this, just like you said, Becky, my husband, actually, we were doing holistic as well as the way that the physician suggested to do it. And so he did have the cancer surgery to have it removed out, but still there was cancer still left in his body. And then that's when they wanted to do some further treatment on him, and we refused and said, no, that there are natural healers on this earth, and we pray that God would send us and give us the wisdom so that we can connect with the right people or person to help us with this and with this journey. And so that's what led us to Becky Mauldin, the holistic practitioner. So again, this is You Hear the Voice of Becky Mauldin of Pure Vitality. I encourage you to go to www.get, that's G-E-T, Pure, P-U-R-E, Vitality, V-I-T-A-L-I-T-Y.com, and schedule an appointment with Becky Mauldin. And so, Becky, as we continue on, let's talk about some ways to prevent the cancer. And now let me tell you this, people of God, it's not what she's about to talk about. It's not just for those who have cancer. It's all type of illnesses and stress, as she talked about, anxiety, different things that could lead up to diseases, period, or dis-ease, okay? And so we're talking about cancer or naming cancer because that is one of the top things right now that people are afraid of. When you say, oh, that person has been diagnosed with cancer, everyone is just like fear comes over people. You know, they automatically already have planned your funeral when you say that someone has cancer, and that's just the truth. So we are here tonight on Praise Through the Airwaves with Evangelist Shay to give you hope again and to know that there is a future and you can live your life more abundantly and you can do the things that God has called you to do no matter where you are, no matter how old or young you are. You can begin now. You can begin today by taking these simple baby steps, things that are easy, that are practical, that are simple to do. It just takes dedication and determination to do it. Amen. Go ahead, Becky.
Yeah, I think that you actually touched on that as a great point, and that is that, you know, a lot of people don't really want to put in the effort for their health until mm-hmm. they get a diagnosis.
Yes.
And what I've found in my own research is that, you know, we all have cancer cells that pop up here and there in our bodies, you know, mm-hmm. lots of the time, and we have no idea that that's going on. And
wow.
It takes about 10 years for, certain types of cancers to grow into a tumor where it can actually be a serious problem. And so there is years that go by. This stuff doesn't just show up overnight. And so
mm-hmm.
this is important for you to take seriously, even if you don't have cancer, because these things could be developing, you know, and can be small cells that are starting to go abnormal that doctors may not be catching on lab work. And
mm-hmm.
if you take the right steps now, then you can prevent it turning into a full-blown tumor that's a serious problem down the road. So we all need to be taking precautions. We all need to be focused more on prevention rather than just waiting to get that diagnosis and then taking action, because then it's almost too late. A lot of people come to us, and sometimes it is too late. They already have advanced cancer, and it's already metastasized and spread to different parts of their body. And if they had dealt with this like 10 years earlier, it would have been an easy, simple way to get healthy. So I just encourage people to do the things now, even if you have
mm-hmm.
minor health issues. I mean, this is stuff that's going to help you no matter where you are in your journey.
Exactly.
So cutting out the sugar and eating
mm-hmm.
a lot more fresh vegetables, cutting back on the meats. And then I do want to touch on a couple of supplements and things that you can actually take to help support your body. But just remember that food is the biggest piece. Food creates your cells, helps your body build new tissues. It literally becomes you. It becomes you. It builds that temple you are. And so if that's not your focus, then you're looking in the wrong place. If you're looking at a supplement to be the main focus, that's not where your focus needs to be. So we get your diet worked on first, and then we also work with supplements, but supplements are just that. They're meant to supplement your diet. They're not going to make up for you going to McDonald's drive-thru.
Wow, yes. Yes, or people that have diabetes where they, you know, they do take the insulin shot and then they go and eat apple pie.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, the doctors don't tell you this stuff. The doctors are not trained in nutrition, which is crazy to me, that they are helping our bodies try to be healthy but they have next to zero training in actual nutrition and understanding how food affects the human body. I mean, what they serve in hospitals, like, I don't want to get on this tangent, but it is crazy to me that they serve the food that they serve in hospitals. So anyway, getting back to supplements.
Okay.
You know, I touched on inflammation, and I touched on toxins and what these things do, and, you know, you can definitely increase your antioxidants, and the antioxidants basically fight off these free radicals. They fight off the damage that's being caused by the chemical toxins and all this onslaught in our modern day that is causing cells to turn cancerous. And antioxidants are found in a lot of different foods. They're found in blueberries, pomegranates, you know, all kinds of different foods. They're in a lot of our foods. And you can definitely increase those foods to help bring in it's like a whole army of good guys to help fight off the bad guys. And there's a supplement, though, that I do recommend for some people. Actually, it's good for everyone. Because whether you have cancer or not, the truth of the matter is everyone nowadays seems to have issues with inflammation. And when you look in the medical research, you'll find that the word inflammation, oxidative stress, is actually behind over 200 different diseases. That's a lot. So inflammation is one of the root causes of this chronic disease epidemic that we are now experiencing. And so everyone will benefit from reducing inflammation. So the first step is to change your diet, eat more fresh fruits and veggies. And also, there's a supplement that can really help by not just providing our body with antioxidants, but I learned about this not too long ago, and it totally astounded me. I found that in our cells, there's this little pathway, there's this little molecule that is called NRF2. And what it does is that when we're young, this pathway works normally. And as we age, and I think it's as we get exposed to more toxins as we age, I think the function of it stops working optimally. And what it does is the NRF2 pathway is actually a way for your body to make its own antioxidants. And I didn't even realize this until recently, that your body can make antioxidants. And what happens is when, like, say if you were to eat a bunch of blueberries, well, you're going to get some antioxidants from those blueberries. And you can neutralize free radicals from the antioxidants you get, but it's really at a small ratio. Like, for every one antioxidant, you can neutralize one free radical.
Okay.
So that's what happens when you consume antioxidants from, you know, eating them. But when your body makes its own antioxidants, it's really different. It's really special because what happens is your body, it turns on the production of so many antioxidants that it can neutralize a million free radicals for every one molecule of the antioxidant. So think of the power of a million to one versus one to one. It's able to reduce inflammation dramatically. And that's really what we need. It's like inflammation, you can think of it kind of like a house fire. It's like our bodies is a house, and inflammation is like our house is on fire. I mean, that's truly what inflammation is. It's like a house on fire. And a lot of people, their whole house is on fire. Some people have a little bit of inflammation, but a lot of people have a lot. And you can feel it as aches and pains and, you know, redness, irritation, and some people feel like just they can't sleep well. There's so many different things that inflammation can cause: high blood pressure, high blood sugar, high cholesterol, all these different things. And so when you take external antioxidants, like if you eat those bowl of blueberries, it's kind of like taking a small cup of water and trying to dump that on your house fire and put out the fire. Not super effective, but it does put out some of the fire, right? When you activate this NRF2 pathway and actually turn on the production of antioxidants in every single cell in your body, what that does is it's like taking a sprinkler system or a fire hose and putting a fire hose in every single room of your house to put out that fire. It's so much more effective. So activating NRF2 pathway is something that I definitely recommend for everyone nowadays, to be able to deal with this onslaught of inflammation, to be able to have a body that's able to be like it was when it was in its, you know, teenage years or early 20s. And that's what they've done. They've actually done research on this supplement, and they found that when they measure inflammation levels in people and they measure it with T-bars and different medical tests, they find that as people age, it tends to go up at higher levels. When we're young, it's usually lower levels because we have more antioxidants and less free radicals. But as we age, our free radicals go up, but our antioxidants are still pretty low, and we're not ingesting as many, and it's not working properly. And so by taking a supplement that activates this NRF2 pathway, it's actually able to reduce the oxidative stress level of like a much older person, like 60 or 80 years old, back down to the levels of when they were 20 years old. Yeah, that's what I said when I first learned about it. It's like, whoa, I want some of that. So it's reversing cellular aging is what it's doing. It's like our bodies are naturally aging as time goes on. And this is one of the things, one of the unique supplements that can actually help, you know, reverse and halt the damage that's been done by the aging process. And so this is definitely a supplement that I think everyone on the planet really needs in this day and age to be able to be healthy in the midst of our toxic world. And so it's a supplement that I put everybody on no matter what they come to me with, but especially when they have cancer. I actually give them an extra dose because I feel like they need it. They've had so much more oxidative stress that's led to cancer that they actually need a little bit more to really help reduce the inflammation even quicker. And so the cool thing about this one is it reduces inflammation on average 40% in just 30 days. And I say this because this supplement is actually patented and it has research on it. So most supplements are not patented. And most supplements are not researched because, you know, when you go to PubMed, which is the medical place where all the medical articles are, the journals and the research, and you type in, you know, certain supplements, most of them don't have even come up. But this one does because there's 23 peer-reviewed studies because it's so unique in the way that it works. And so all this is a combination of five different herbs that this guy found that when they were working together in a certain ratio of each other, kind of like a recipe, they had a synergistic effect. So that means that they worked better than each individual herb on its own, and they were able to lower inflammation more dramatically than any of the herbs on their own. And so they patented it for that reason because they found that was a certain ratio that enabled it to do that. And so that's a really great supplement that your listeners can access on their own to be able to take to prevent inflammation, to correct inflammation, to prevent cancer, and to help their bodies be healthy. And I've just had, you know, many clients write me long testimonials just from me recommending that. I mean, their blood pressure goes down, they sleep better, their joints don't hurt anymore, their blood work starts to normalize. I had another client with prostate cancer, and he'd already done so much other stuff with other alternative practitioners. And we did a lot of different things. And then when this supplement came into my office in my life, I recommended to him, his PSA dropped from like 6 to 0.9 within just like 2 or 3 months. And that was like the main thing that we used to get it down because everything else was staying high for some reason. And so that clearly told me that it's lowering his oxidative stress dramatically and, you know, got better results than anything else we did. So that's a really, really important supplement, and it's called Protandim. And I sent you a link, and you can post it under the video, but it's a unique supplement, like I said, because it's patented. And so that's something that you don't need to see a health practitioner to take. You can go ahead and order that, and you can post the link to where they can get it. But it's just you take one every day. It's not even a ton of pills. It's just one. And then if someone has cancer, I recommend two. It's really simple. Okay. It's nothing super fancy. But like I said, what it does is very unique. So just never underestimate the power of one pill on what it can do in the human body. So, and because it's affecting our genetic expression, it's called nutrigenomics, where certain nutrients, certain herbs and vitamins and things are able to actually affect our genes and affect our genetic expression. So it's really amazing. So that's a supplement that I definitely want to talk about. And you know, there's other things that people can do aside from that. You know, one of the things I recommended to you and your husband was frankincense essential oil.
Yes.
Frankincense
yes.
is a very powerful essential oil, and it's, believe it or not, good for many different things. It's almost
yes.
like a cure-all. I mean, it's good for the skin. It's good for everything, and especially helps the immune system. So anything
mm-hmm.
that you can do to support the immune system is going to help support your body in recovering from cancer or preventing cancer. So that's something that you can take both when you have cancer or to prevent it on an ongoing basis. And it can be something that you apply to your skin if you have some issues with skin. It can be something you take internally. Now, I will give a little disclaimer here. Essential oils are very potent and very powerful, and they are extracted from different herbs and different roots and different, you know, this is from frankincense, obviously, from a tree. And so these things, because the supplement industry is not regulated, there can be a lot of discrepancies in the quality of different natural products, okay? So just because you go to a health food store and buy something that says frankincense oil doesn't necessarily mean it's pure frankincense oil that is really, really high quality. So ideally, you would use a company that does third-party testing to verify that their essential oils are pure. And so I recommend only certain brands that have been tested. And I know you use doTERRA, which is what we recommend.
Yes.
And doTERRA mm-hmm. does third-party testing to make sure that what you're getting is the actual real plant, and it doesn't have pesticides, it doesn't have other contaminants. And because of that, you can actually ingest them internally. Most essential oils say do not take internally. They say it's, you know, hazardous. Well, that's true because, you know, they may not be tested to be pure. And if you ingest something, I mean, they don't want to be held liable. So when you use an essential oil, just make sure that you're using something that is high quality, that is tested to be sure that it's pure before you ingest it. And doTERRA is the only company that I know of where you can actually ingest these essential oils. And so frankincense is very, very strong immune-boosting supplement. And you can use that, you know, regularly, just a few drops is really all
mm-hmm.
you need because it's so potent. And, I mean, it can be kind of expensive, but, you know, you do get what you pay for with supplements. And, you know, this is, think of what it's doing. It's like if you don't do the typical medical route and you want to help support your immune system and help with cancer, I mean, this is cheap in comparison to what the doctors would do. So even something like frankincense oil, that can be very, very potent, very powerful. So these are some things that you can do on your own to help support your body so that you don't end up in a health crisis down the road.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Yep, I even was using some of the frankincense oil with my husband as well. And so those who just joined us, that was one of the things, the natural approach, that a holistic approach that Becky had recommended was for my husband to use the frankincense oil because we did do some research on it. And so we learned that frankincense oil is used in another country as well, but they use that instead of using chemotherapy, or instead they would use the frankincense oil because it would kill the bad cells, but it would save the good cells. And so even with that, the frankincense oil make you feel better, you get more energy and all of that with the frankincense oil. And so, and then the smell of it, like you said, is very potent. And I know that you did recommend my husband to use more. He did not take it through by mouth, but you told him exactly what to do with it, and that was to rub it under his feet so they can go inside of him. And so I do recommend for those who are interested in essential oils, the oil by doTERRA. The company name is doTERRA. We did just post it on Facebook as well. And so you're able to go and order the frankincense oil. It's pure oil. It won't hurt you. It's natural. And so I do totally recommend that for each and every one of you. It's very good for a lot of different elements and things like that. And so anyone can use it. It's safe to use. And then, Becky, also some other essential oils is the peppermint oil as well. You taught us that as far as in, like, when we get headaches, instead of taking some of the over-the-counter pain medications, we would use the peppermint oil. And, you know, Becky, one thing, though, that is kind of funny, because I just truly believe in the doTERRA oil and how it is 100% and it's natural, we even not used it on our cats, but we would put it in one of the little misty things that with the water. And our cat was having, like, I don't know, was it anxiety or what she was doing. But to calm her down, we would put the lavender, the drops of lavender oil, and in the little mister, and it would literally help her calm down. It was so amazing. And so I know that we can, you know, it's safe to use it on ourselves, but for the lavender oil, it really calmed her down. And so just different things that we know that are safe. And so, like I said, we use it for ourselves as adults, and I tried it and used it, you know, in the presence of my cat, and it calmed her down. So she's still fine.
That's awesome.
Yes. So again, we're talking about the essential oils by doTERRA, as well as, Becky, could you please spell the supplement that you recommended so we can make sure that our, and how can we find that supplement?
Yeah, it's called Protandim. It's Protandim, and it's NRF2. And I actually posted the link, so
okay.
Just posted it in the comments so that people could find out where to get it. And if you have any questions about it, feel free to contact me because, you know, I can help you because it's just a powerful supplement. I know you guys might have some more questions than I can get into tonight, but I'm happy to talk to you about it. So that's where you can get it. And like I said, they carry a few other supplements on our site there. And they're all
okay.
Amazing, amazing supplements. So
that is such great news. And so before I know that it's getting a little late, but I want to still, let's step into just really briefly, Becky, if we can, talk a little bit about some things that people can do when they're going to the grocery store, maybe a little bit about the Dirty Dozen and what that is, because some people are like, when you talk about going to the grocery store and buying organic fruits and veggies, they're thinking, you know, you have to go to, you know, to Whole Foods or to the farmer's market, and they're just not sure what to do about that. And so I know some things that you had taught my husband and myself in regards to how to kind of like shop for these things, just like the little baby steps of being able to do this, because some of this information can be, some people choose not to go through alternative methods because it's sometimes it's just overwhelming, the truth be told. You don't know what to do, how much to do, and all that. So the easiest thing to do is just go back through that drive-thru at the fast food restaurant. But these things do take time, but we want you, people of God, to live healthy, disease-free lives, and so that you can continue to move on and just, you know, and feel healthy and do it for your children as well. You know, it's definitely not too late to help them and to mold them as well. So go ahead, Becky.
Yeah, one of the things that I like to recommend to people to help them mm-hmm. save money, because a lot of people get a little bit overwhelmed when they feel like they have to buy everything organic. And especially like going to Whole Foods, they feel like they spend their whole paycheck, right? So we recommend doing what we call, saving some money on the things that are more highly sprayed with pesticides. You know, when
okay.
they grow different fruits and vegetables, some things they have to spray a lot more with pesticides. And then other foods, they don't really have to use as many pesticides. And
okay.
so the Environmental Working Group put together a list of the foods
mm-hmm.
that are more highly sprayed, that have a lot more pesticides, and then the foods that have very little pesticides. So
okay.
that when you buy organic, you can make your money count. You can save money and only spend it where you really need to spend it. So apples. They found, like, with apples, for instance, they really use a lot of pesticides on apples so that bugs don't eat them. And they don't have little holes and little blemishes and stuff. So apples, you should really buy organic. And you're going to notice when you buy organic apples, they actually taste better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
People tell me that all the time. Oh, my gosh, these apples actually taste better. I'm like, mm-hmm. Yes, they do. And usually that's also because the soil, they've actually put more minerals in the soil. So organic, in an ideal world, we would all buy organic. And when you think about it, in, you know, 100 years ago, everything was organic. They didn't have pesticides. Now, organic is the minority, and pesticides and everything else is the majority, but that wasn't always the case. And so, but you can save money in this day and age by buying things like apples more organic, and then celery is really highly sprayed, strawberries, peaches. There's a lot of different things that are more highly sprayed, but you can save money and then, you know, buy things like mangoes because they're not highly sprayed. So you can buy a regular conventionally grown mango, and onions, and avocados. They don't have to be organic. So what I'll do is I'll send you a link to the Environmental Working Group's list so you can post it for everyone listening. So you guys can look at that because, like, I give my clients an actual card where we print it out and say, okay, here, take this to the grocery store and make sure that these are all organic if you buy them and these don't matter as much. You know, so that's definitely one area that you can do. You know, you can save some money by not having to buy everything organic.
Yes, yes. Totally understand. Well, thank you so much, Becky, for sharing all of these tips and this free information that's offered to you. If you did catch in a little late, I encourage you to go back and take notes and so that we can go ahead and start being healthy and start just living a life that's just free of these diseases and of these illnesses that keep us bound and keep us where we can't do what we need to do. We want to be here for as long as we possibly can. And so Becky Malden of Pure Vitality, she is a holistic practitioner, and she is helping us take the baby steps, do the things that we can do even right now today by simply changing our diets, for one, eating less meat, less sugar, substitute the sugar and use honey and things like that in the place of it as well, and then go ahead and incorporate more fruits and more vegetables, and then we need to also start taking some supplements, and Becky had recommended a major supplement for us to take, so please look on our Facebook Live so that you can go to that link. It has been pinned to the top for that as well. And then also, we talked about the essential oils. The essential oils that we know of that's 100% pure oil is by doTERRA oil. And we've also applied that, provided that link on the website as well. As for those who have tuned in through the broadcast, doTERRA is spelled D-O-T-E-R-R-A. And so just make sure that whatever essential oil that you choose to use, make sure that it is 100% essential oil. Amen. Okay. So, Becky, is there anything else that you would like to share with the people with our listening audience before we close out on tonight?
Well, I just want to encourage people because we live in a day and age where, you know, you can get hung up on the doom and gloom and how toxic and bad everything is. But the truth of the matter is we live in a time where we have an abundance at our fingertips of fresh produce all times, all the year round. We have the ability to buy supplements, herbs, and vitamins and minerals to heal the body like never before. So I feel like there is no need for people to suffer with cancer right now. There is absolutely no need when we have at our disposal so many tools, so much that can heal our bodies. It's just a matter of, you know, getting this into the people's, you know, hands that need it and being able to realize that the food manufacturers have really kind of brainwashed people to believe that we need all these processed foods and that they're going to be better for us and that, you know, all that we believe all their commercials, we believe all their marketing. Well, that's, you know, that's just really good marketing because we've fallen for it. You know, people in this day and age have fallen for it. And I feel like that, you know, we live in such an amazing time that we have access to this stuff, and we have the everything that we need for our bodies to be healthy. We just have to put it into action. So there's hope. There's always hope. And I just would encourage people to take the first step. You know, start, you know, cutting back on the sugar. Start eating more fresh veggies. You're going to feel the difference. And the more you adjust your diet as you feel better, the more you're going to be naturally rewarded for feeling better and adjusting your diet. So you're going to want to do more. And so just take the first step. And, you know, like I said, if you want more specifics on how to do that, feel free to reach out to me. We're happy to help you, educate you, you know, work with you one-on-one. But, you know, I just feel like, you know, in this day and age, there's just so much that can that we can do to take back our own health. So there you go.
Thank you so much, Becky. Again, people of God, you have heard the voice of Becky Malden, who is a holistic practitioner out based in Douglasville, Georgia, and she is the founder of Pure Vitality. I encourage you to contact Becky. She is indeed a woman full of wisdom and indeed was a lifesaver for us, and so I encourage you to reach out to her. Don't wait until it's too late, and for those, you know, don't feel like that all hope is lost. You can be healed, and God has given us the things that we need so that we can help heal ourselves as well. So let's just use wisdom. Let's be determined to get on the right track and do what we need to do by first changing our diets, removing the meat, removing the sugars, replacing it with the honey and the other things that are offered out there that are more natural and that is good for us as well. And then let's go ahead and incorporate the supplements that we need. And the essential oils is just an added thing, because with the essential oils, you can use that in the place of taking more and more medications. And so the things are all natural and plant-based. And so I thank you, Becky, for your time on tonight and for just your willingness to share this information, because a lot of times, honestly, with the holistic practitioners, you cannot get this information for free. You will have to go and see them, and you will have to pay a consulting fee to see them. And, you know, and so I just thank God for Becky. She is indeed a woman of God and want to help our people. And so there is time, there is a chance right now that you can begin again. Amen. And Becky, just tell the listening audience how they can contact you.
You can contact me at my website. It's getpurevitality.com. You can also just call us. Our number is 770-920-7873. And I am happy to offer anyone listening a free 20-minute consultation, and we can actually talk about what you have going on and see what it is that we can do to help you. So I'm happy to do that.
Thank you so much, Becky. And so if there's anyone out there that would like to have a question for Becky, please dial the number 347-850-8557. Again, that number is 347-850-8557. If you have any questions that you would like to ask Becky, and I'm making sure there aren't any additional questions on our live feed on tonight. I believe we did have one question. We've already answered it. But if there are any questions, you can post it now, or you can call the number again, 347-850-8557. Amen. And so as we wait just a few minutes for any questions to come through on the line, I want to, before we actually close out on tonight, I just want to say this prayer. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on tonight, but I want to close out in this prayer on tonight, and it's prayer for divine health. This prayer was actually written by Apostle Kimberly Daniels. Many of you may know her. And so I just want to say this prayer, and I want you guys to be in agreement in the spirit with this prayer, but it's prayer for divine health. Amen. And so, Father, we thank you that on Calvary Jesus took us all of our sickness and diseases. Lord, we thank you for allowing your Son to take our place when he died for our sins. We praise you for sending your son, Jesus, who paid the price for our soul. We commit to walk in the revelation of what he did so that I will and that we will experience divine health. We negate the ability of the enemy to send negativity to our minds about our health. As we think, so are we. So, God, even right now we decree that we are healed, we are made whole, and we are walking in supernatural divine health in Jesus' name. We walk in divine health all the days of our lives. No weapon of infirmity and sickness will prosper against us, our family, our loved ones, and any attacks on our health will be minor and temporary. Father, we thank you to help us that we understand the importance of exercising, the importance of not being lazy and not procrastinating, God. We thank you, Father God, and we speak life of God into our spirit, our soul, our minds, and our body. And, God, I thank you, God, for this broadcast on tonight, God. I pray that, God, it will reach those who need to hear it right now, God. That, Father God, that it will help those, give them hope and give them faith and let them know that, God, that there is people that are able to help them even in the condition that they are in, even right now, Father God. Let them know, that God, that they have the help that they need, God. Let them not lean to their own understanding, Father God. But, God, you have already shown them the way, Lord. And so, God, we thank you, God, for our dear sister Becky Martin, God. Continue to give her strength, God. Continue, God, to open up doors, God, so that she can share this information to the people, God, that needs help again. And, Lord, we thank you, God, in advance for the testimonies that's going to come forward, God, for the testimonies, God, that's going to come forward through Becky, Father God, and through the things that she has offered, Father God, with the services and the products, Lord. Lord, I pray that everyone's hearts were blessed on tonight, Father God. I pray that they'll continue, God, to implement what they have listened to, what they have heard tonight, God, so that we can be healed, so that we can be made whole again, so that we can be set free. For who the Son set free is free indeed. And, Lord, we thank you in advance, God, for the wisdom and the knowledge, God, that you've given us on tonight. In Jesus' holy and precious name, amen and amen. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on tonight. Again, this was a special session because I really felt that it was important that we talk about our health. And so I know that there are people right now that are suffering, people right now are struggling, people right now are feeling like everything is out of dismay right now, but I pray that you will find hope again, that you will find the faith and the strength that you need to endure to the end and know that you are not on this walk alone, that there is help for you and there are natural healers on this earth, and my dear sister Becky Malden will help you become a better you. Amen. Thank you again, Becky, for joining us on tonight. Thank you, everyone, for joining us for Praise Through the Airwaves with your host, Evangelist Shea. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, Becky. And also, as we're closing our announcements, we want to make sure that we remind you about Crystal Chanel and Chantel Mosby Ministries present Creative Canvas and Cheesecake for the Adults, and Creative Canvas and Cupcake for the Kids. We are doing this event on February the 17th, which is the weekend after Valentine's Day. So you'll have something to do whether you're single, whether you're a couple, whether you have children. We encourage you to come up. We'll be at Just Cheesecake at 3585 Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, and that is in Duluth, Georgia. The proceeds will be going for SMA, Academy of Integrated Arts. So I encourage you, if you cannot make it, if you are out of town, as I ask you to be a sponsor or to donate, you can always get the tickets. We do have the tickets with us, so you can purchase a ticket from us, or you can go online and purchase a ticket by going to eventbrite.com and just simply in the search box just type in a Creative Canvas and Cheesecake or Creative Canvas and Cupcakes in Duluth, Georgia, and you'll be able to purchase a ticket. See everyone soon. Again, I'm signing off. This is Evangelist Chantel Mosby of Chantel Mosby Ministries with Praise Through the Airwaves. Amen. Everyone have a blessed night. Thank you, Becky.
Hallelujah. Anybody expecting God to do something for you?
I hear the sound, the abundance of rain. That means my blessings are on the way. May not see it, but I believe it. The promises of God are already mine. I hear the sound, the abundance of rain. That means my blessings are on the way.
May not see it.
I really do believe it. The promises of God are already mine.
I believe.
It's already mine.
I dare you lift your hands in this place and say it's all.
I believe.
I put your praises where your beliefs are. I dare you put your praises where your beliefs are.
Hallelujah, come on. I hear the abundance of rain. That means my blessings are on the way.
I believe it. If it's not said it.